It's teacher talk, it's teacher talk. Education, dedication, collaboration. We need some inspiration. Public schools and private tools. It's analytical, it's so political. It's teacher talk.
Welcome to Teacher Talk. On this show, we discuss education policies, challenges in the classroom, and we invite special guests to look back over their school age years and to give their input on education policies today. During our live programs, callers are provided anonymity, and by that I mean you do not have to identify yourself, others, or your location. Let's get started. This is Teacher Talk.
It's just despicable because you have, like I said, again, people who have worked hard, studied hard, and then you literally just get someone to put a bam, just put an A on your grade. So it's definitely not an even playing field, and it's you go into the world knowing that is you're just going to be faced with those type of adversities, and you just have to figure it out.
This recorded discussion with a recent college graduate regarding the many reports of university admissions cheating reflects common remarks by many others that I spoke with about ethics and cheating.
It's absolutely criminal, and the parents need to have jail time. I don't think that the students should be in jail time, but they should definitely be taken out of those spots and replaced with students who have really put the work in.
Do you go for that excuse that I'm hearing, the parents did this, the cheating wasn't the acts of the students, they didn't know. Do you buy that?
Absolutely not, because those students know that they did not deserve to be in those places. They know they didn't get those scores. They know they didn't get the formal acceptances. So, no, your place is not paid for, period. So you need to be gone.
William Rick, the accused mastermind, reportedly earned $25 million. The University of Southern California linked to several high profiles named in the scandal, USC, put out a statement that indicated money connected to this cheating would be allotted to underprivileged students. The statement, however, did not indicate if these underprivileged students were current students or they would be assisting underprivileged students that needed assistance getting to a university admission.
I have a caller on the phone. Sharon, you're in Alabama. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We're talking about cheating. Tell me a little bit about your background. You're an educator.
Mixed emotions for me because I feel fortunate to have been there for the children so many years, but I'm also disappointed in some of the things I've seen down through the years that still hasn't changed. And as you mentioned about the cheating, you know.
Cheating. We have to understand that at all levels, cheating is very hurtful. During this discussion with Sharon, the veteran educator in Alabama, experience inside the classroom and as a school administrator, I wondered about the future of her fourth grade students. Would they be the ones fortunate enough to be a recipient of allocated funding when the time comes for them to apply?
The neediest students. I mean, they don't have the money to change their situation. They just have to weather the storm, you know. Oh, I tell you, it really saddens me to even talk about it. We had a case at my school. I did my best to, you know, to keep things going. But, however, the entire fourth grade unit, they're called units in Alabama, decided to have the test proctors show students the right answer. And after the tests were collected, then the counselor, along with the teachers, erase incorrect answers and shade in the correct answer. And it was all because of the intimidation of administrators. You know, they manipulate those test scores to inflate the scores for the sake of the entire school. You know, sometimes placed on the failing school list. And once that happens, as you may know, this will allow students to transfer to a school of their choice. Interfere with funding, include losing some of the staff, as well as getting rid of certain programs, and last but not least, a decline in enrollment, and principals does not want that. And there's a reason behind that. How can they be ready to learn if they're not ready to simply exist and thrive? These are children who may not have a bed to sleep in, may not have a dinner when they go home, or breakfast the following morning. An example of living in a poverty district and community is they don't get the same treatment as citizens do in upper-class communities. For example, you wouldn't have the police to do a drug bust during school hours right next door to the school where the apartments are located. And you see the task force standing there with this automatic rifle across their chest, dogs as tall as
SWAT team. Like stuff.
Yeah, SWAT team. That's what they were. And we were the entire school was locked down. The block where the school is located, all that was on lockdown. Well, the children saw them kicking in doors, dragging out family members. It could have been an uncle, brother, dad, or whomever.
Thank you, Sharon, for sharing your views here on Teacher Talk. We have some tough environments to teach in. After the break, we look at what we call ethical.
Teacher Talk is sponsored by Weather Wonder Incorporated, an early learning science advocate. For more information, log on to lisamoser.com. And if you would like to participate in an upcoming show, click on to the Teacher Talk blog for details. Now back to Teacher Talk.
Focus, Teacher Talk, education, dedication, collaboration.
Ethics is when you do something that is... or upstanding, you have to have a certain standard that you keep to what you know is right or wrong.
Can you give me an example?
Yes. So say if you go to the bank and you make a withdrawal and you see that the teller has given you too much money and you take that money and you knowingly have that money and you don't return it, that is an unethical act.
I agree. Yes. Do you think that most people are ethical or unethical as per would they return the money or would they keep the money?
I think it's half and half. It just depends on the person that gets it, because some person could say, hey, you know, this may be a blessing to them. And then some person is like, well, I have this money and it's not right and let me return it. So I think it's half and half.
Welcome to Teacher Talk. I have Yusuf on the line. Yusuf, what is your understanding of, or what are ethics?
Students ultimately have to embrace the learning aspect versus getting the score and passing their class and getting a degree. You know, an example would be medical school. In my 9-to-5, I'm a federal employee, and we do make human health decisions. And I think that we are ethical, and we take what we do seriously, and we know that there are consequences if we don't, you know, perform our function in the most ethical way. Work in the public sector, in this case the federal government, there are numerous laws and statutes that you have to be aware of, and there are actual training that I'll say most federal employees are required to take every year, just to remind them that, you know, you have an important position, you're working for the public good, you can become compromised, and this is how not to do it. And there will be a penalty if you do become compromised.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
First name?
Derek.
Derek, so you're admitting to some cheating, and can you tell me, you know, what was the pressure like? What was the reason for it? You know, can you elaborate a little bit more about this cheating experience?
I guess I can now. It was years ago, right? So cheating for me then, us then at the time, I mean, you know, we have groups and things like that, and sometimes we share information, but at the same time, it was, I guess, okay, college. So you're working towards that degree, and you do not want to fail a grade, and you want to be able to get through so you can get that degree and be able to get out there and do something, right? So you don't want to repeat in college, and you want to do well, but in some cases you might need a little bit of help.
What kind of help exactly? Can you give us an example of cheating that was going on?
Okay. You might have someone that may have figured some things out on an assignment, and like I say, we had groups, you know, that everybody would work together, and you would kind of share that information, but at the same time, you are learning at the same time because you had something that you didn't know that somebody else figured out. Like I said, there were some cheating.
There was some cheating. Do you ever concern yourself with, like, when you're going to a service. You know, I'm a teacher, so of course I'm trying to play devil's advocate just a little bit. But I understand the pressure. Certainly I was going through school, and, you know, failure was such a hard thing. But did you ever feel like going to the dentist, did you worry about whether or not the dentist was honest, or your cardiologist was honest, or your, you know, the plumber? You know, how do you feel about that? I mean, it's been a few years since you graduated. When you look back, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, when you get a, you know, you go to someone for some service and you pay for a service, you want the best work. You don't want them to cheat around the work. No, you don't. As far as, you know, tying that into, you know, cheating school, one thing I say is I didn't say that I thought about is, hey, there's money involved, you know, student loans. One of the biggest things coming out of college is student loans, being in student debt, you know, coming out of college. You're already in debt. So I guess you could tag that in too. You don't want to pay more, you know, to, you know, towards that education if you don't make it in a certain class or whatever, right? But as far as like paying for someone for a service, you do want the best work. But at the same time, that's where you have to do your due diligence and things like that, though. You know, that's when you check to make sure that bonded, license, you know, stuff like that, insurance, you know. But that's on anything you do. You know, plumber, like you say, you pay someone, you know, plumber and, you know, whoever else you, you know, asked to do service for, you got to check them out. But if you go to Facebook and you go to the marketplace or whatever and you shop those people, you're going to get what you're asking for. That's no different than getting your neighbor's kid across the street to cut your grass for $10-$15. You're going to get a $10-$15 grass cut, you know, versus going to, you know, a landscaper per se, someone that does it professionally, you know.
Let me ask you one last question, and again, our topic is cheating. What would you tell your son or daughter about this topic of cheating?
All right. My daughter is 6, going on 7. She'll be in second grade. She doesn't know, I guess, a lot about cheating, I guess, right now.
Thank you, Derek. And thanks to all our callers contributing to this episode on ethics and cheating. Our goal is always to bring about therapeutic discussions and instruction assistance. As a teacher and as a lifelong learner, the challenges are many. Join us again, and until next time, this is Teacher Talk.
It's Teacher Talk. It's Teacher Talk. Education, dedication, collaboration. We need some inspiration. Public schools and private tools. It's analytical. It's so political. It's teacher talk. It's teacher talk.